This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney released his 2011 tax return this week in an effort to quell political controversy about his personal finances. The Romney campaign accompanied the release with a letter from his accountants that said the candidate paid at least 13% of his income in taxes in each of the past 20 years. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, Mr. Romney turned in more taxes than he was required to last year in order to avoid paying less than 13%.
Mitt Romney's income last year was nearly $13,700,000, which puts him well into the top 0.1% of Americans. He paid almost $1,936,000 in taxes. That's a tax rate of just over 14%, more than the average American pays, and less than many high-income Americans do. But yesterday, Romney's campaign revealed that he could have paid an even lower tax rate if he'd chosen to. That's because Romney deducted only a portion of the quite generous amount he gave to charities in 2011. That's a curious thing, says Robertson Williams of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
Gave away about $4 million, but took a deduction for only about $2.2 million. And it's very clear that the only reason for doing that would be to inflate his taxes and therefore inflate his tax rate.
In fact, if Romney had taken the full deduction, his tax rate would have been below 10%, according to NPR's calculations. Paying more taxes than he's required to puts Romney in a bit of an uncomfortable position. He said a number of times he only pays the taxes he legally owes. And as he told ABC News in an interview, he believes that's what Americans would expect.
I don't pay more than are legally due. And frankly, if I had paid more than are legally due, I don't think I'd be qualified to become president. I think people would want me to follow the law and pay only what the tax code requires.
The problem for Romney was that he had also previously said that during the past 10 years, he had never paid less than 13% of his income in taxes. A campaign spokesman said Romney instructed his tax preparers to ensure that his tax return was consistent with that statement. A letter from Romney's accountants, PricewaterhouseCoopers, included in yesterday's release, said Romney had paid about an average of 20% of his income in taxes during the past 20 years. During the same period, he gave about 13.5% of his annual income to charity. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.